Welcome to the cave tour, everyone. My name is Don. I'll be your guide. How many of you, is this your first cave tour? Hello? Hello? Well, we may or may not have a group today, but I'm going to go ahead and give the cave tour as if we did. Because you don't know, just because you can't see the tour group.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Avast, what you're doing? Because I'm about to ruin the nautical style that you're used to. Come on board my love boat. The real love boat. Climb on board. We are expecting you. And we're going to sail together somewhere. Together, though. That's the key. Come on board. I'm trying to do that nautical whistle thing they do when you come on board a ship. I can't quite... That sounds close. They should just go through the whole slide whistle thing. Here you come up the gangplank. And you're on the ship. Welcome to my ship. It's not really my ship. It's our ship. Oh, what do you mean? Some kind of anarchist cruise ship? That'd be fun. Who knows? Nobody needs to be in charge. Just need to have someone driving it. Well, hire a driver. Can you get like an Uber driver for a cruise ship? Let's do that. I'm just going to call a cruise ship on a need a cruise ship basis. I don't always need one, but sometimes I'd like to be able to have the option of getting on a big passenger vessel with you, my friend. Back in the day, and by that I mean just right before the Titanic crashed, people used to, didn't crash, did it sink? I guess it crashed into an iceberg and then it sunk. People used to take sea voyages to get from one place to another. I guess because planes were so flimsy and they were made of fabric. And so people would take great sailing vessels made of, I don't know, lead and iron or something buoyant. And they would take that on the sea together in these trips. And they would take a while, because if you're going by sea, a sailing vessel, especially one without sails, takes quite a while to get across the sea. And so you have to do things. So they invented the deck chair, which went on the deck. It's like a regular chair. But it puts you in supine position, because you're sleepy, because you're on the water, and say, I'm just so exhausted from vomiting. And so you lay in these chairs, and then they came up with other things like shuffleboard. Let's go on deck and play shuffleboard. There, we've shoved it off right into the sea, though. That happened a lot. Try to be gentler with your shuffling. They had other things they come up with, tennis on board, all the things involved losing the actual ball or birdie or whatever, into the sea. But that didn't matter. What mattered was you're passing time. They'd have card rooms, and people would say, fancy you a hand of whist? I beg your pardon? Want to play cards? Yes. What do you want to play? Well, I mentioned whist, but it doesn't have to be. And then they would have meals together. They would have restaurants on the ship. Can you imagine going up to the restaurant on the ship saying, what do you have? And they tell you, oh, I think I'm going to go to a different restaurant. And they go, well, I got bad news for you. We're at sea, and we're really the only restaurant. But they were good. Oh, they'd have lots of things. And in the middle of them, an ice sculpture of the captain. Sometimes it was an ice sculpture of the captain. Sometimes it was the captain. And flowing from him, champagne or caviar. That'd be nasty. But something like that, just to let people know, hey, this is a luxury sea voyage. We're not just traveling. Because they recognized it is the journey. I mean, once you're there, where are you? Where are you going? New York? I mean, I guess there's things to do there. That's fun. But, you know, right now you're at sea, and that's what matters. Can't just throw away these days. Can't just go into sort of stasis, frozen there on the buffet like the captain. You have to live each day. So wouldn't it be wonderful to do it together? That's why I decided we should take a ship together. But the real ones, sometimes the environmental impact of them, are because there's oil and and surge involved. And so I thought we'd go on the subtle kind of ship. And here you are. I've learned so much about, I haven't been on a ship recently, but I've learned about them. The different parts of the ship, like the Lido. And I'm trying to think of something, the engine room, maybe. I don't know. There's a room called employees only. All sorts of things. Cabins, different cabins and different... and the decks have names and the sides have names. Can you imagine what you're facing? Say, now the port side is facing west. Which way are we going? And the nauticals are 52. I don't know. Given that information, what can you calculate? That and 10 cents will get you... Not coffee. I don't know what'll get you. I wish you could buy coffee in that small amounts. I just like a communion cup. Not a Catholic one, but a little Protestant communion cup. The tiny, tiny ones. Half a shot glass of coffee. Is that something I could get? No, we only have extra large A. I don't want that. Always. Sometimes I just want a little shot, a little pick-me-up like that. Get an espresso. But that's not what I want. I want something like fast food coffee, but in a shot glass. Oh, I think you're digressing. Am I, though? There's nowhere to go. It's a ship. You're accusing me of leaving the grounds of a ship, and there's nowhere to go. Was I off in the ocean? I don't think so. It's all contained here within. Everything we're doing is on the vessel. Oh, how did we get here? Does it matter? It doesn't matter. What matters is what we're going to do next. You're on the ship right now. What if we never pulled into shore again? Then you're surely... matters, concerns are of no matter concern here, right? Because let's say, oh, but my insurance business, we're at sea. There is an ocean between yourself and your insurance business. Right now, it is just you sitting by my side. We'll say, let's have a tropical drink together. But as we sit here, it is impossible to be in the presence of another human being and not to start to wonder. And what I always wonder is this. How did I get here? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? Oh, my goodness, how did we get here? How did we get here?
What do you see now?
Nothing. You told me to close my eyes. Should I open them? No. I mean, can you see anything in your mind's eye? I'm not familiar with that expression. So you want me to picture an eye? No. Just, what are you picturing? An eye.
Don't just tell me what you think I want you to say. When you close your eyes, can you still see?
No, not literally.
All right, then figuratively.
No.
You can't imagine pictures.
Oh, of course, yes, of course I can do that.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, so all the imagining an eyeball with something inside it stuff.
Just scratch that. Let's start over.
All right. Hi, doctor. I'm Hardy, and I think I'm having an existential crisis. Can I get a prescription?
No. Not that far back. So just when you closed your eyes, I want you to imagine that you are in a cabin on a cruise ship.
Oh. Well, that sounds awful. Oh, I'm not sure I'm ready for that, doc.
Oh, it's not supposed to be awful. I meant somewhere small, but you're on vacation. Traveling.
Well, see, I have a very vivid imagination, and so now I think you've doomed me to think I'm on a cruise ship.
There is nothing more liberating than being in a tiny cabin on a mid-sized passenger ship in the middle of an enormous ocean.
Nothing says freedom quite like being at the complete mercy of an indifferent universe.
Amen.
I don't know how we got here. I have no memory of planning to go on an ocean cruise.
Those memories are like a winter coat and gardening gloves. You don't need them on this trip.
Unless you want to dress up as a winter gardener for the costume contest. That'd be a great costume. What could we use as ice potatoes?
This is no joke. I don't remember how we got here.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. Ship was pulled over next to a thing and we stepped onto it and then it took off.
You forgot that they took our picture on the gangway. And we get a copy if we want. They'll be on display outside the cruise director's office. But I think I closed my eyes, so it's probably not a good shot.
How can you guys be so cavalier about the fact that I have lost my memories?
I probably lost memories too. I just can't remember. Count your blessings that at least you know there's something missing.
People go their whole lives on ocean cruises not knowing that they don't know how they got there.
Leave it to you to find a way to not enjoy having a cabin on a luxury ship.
It says here they have 4 dining rooms, a pool, a sauna, a steam room.
They are in fact 2 different things. Schwitzlader, anybody?
A gym, shuffleboard, a movie theater, a performance hall, a casino.
Hello?
A spa, shops, including high-end jewelry and a perfumery.
Man, luxury.
And an old-time smithy shop.
What?
It could be pronounced shoppy.
A smith, like a blacksmith.
I don't know about that, but I was told that the whitesmiths and the blacksmiths are related. I have Smith on both sides of my family.
Yeah, well, I'm part Jones, and the Jones in me is asserting itself right now. So anyone else craving a drink?
Let's get out of the cabin, Hardy. Maybe that'll help. I know. Let's go sit by the pool. Hey, Butchie, where'd you get the towel?
And the towel thing.
That's not very helpful.
Towel thing, next to the towel guy.
Hang on, I'll just go ask.
Are they okay to sit on, Butch?
Of course. Butchie, it's all wet. You're in the middle of the ocean. You thought you wouldn't get wet?
Here's a towel, Hardy. Why is your butt wet?
Never mind.
Ha!
This is the life.
This is a life.
Maybe it's the only life. If all conscious life is actually one entity, then this is one life. The life. And we're living it.
It's weird that there's a pool on a ship.
How so?
Well, we are in the middle of an ocean, surrounded by an immense amount of water, and we're floating on it, and there's an actual lake.
Water, floating on water.
It's the answer to the ancient riddle. Water floating on water. That must be the 3rd clue.
Really, Butchie?
No.
Well, I just thought it was weird.
It's time. The ocean is time, see? It's like a sea. We sail across time, and once we pass it, we can never go back. If you jumped off the boat right now, we would flow right past you. But the swimming pool is the time we take with us. The artificial time we use to make sense of things. You can jump in and out of it.
It's akin to memory.
Would any of you gentlemen like something from the bar?
I'll take the little rubber mat you use to cut lemons on, and a whiskey sour.
I will have... Do me last.
I'll have a lemonade. And you, sir?
Oh, I can't decide. What do you like?
Not much.
I'll have that. Also, if you have a little something to snack on, that'd be great.
We don't.
Fantastic.
You're not concerned that I don't know how we got here?
Why would that make a difference? Same view. Let's say somebody made you get on the cruise. You are now sitting poolside. So what got you here is irrelevant.
Still, be nice to know.
Memory is like one of those DNA tests. It tells you nothing. Just a laundry list of things that happened.
Still.
Oh, okay. This is ridiculous.
I know. So many menu choices.
How did we get to the dining room?
We took a right at the sauna.
Oh, good one, Butch.
I know. It was really the steam room, but I changed it to make it funnier.
Waiter, what's this fly doing in my soup? Drowning? Aspirating chicken stock? Dying in a frightful panic? Watching his short life pass before his eyes? All he wanted was some food, a little nourishment to get through another day. Not today, I guess. Not today.
Hello, good evening. I am Pierre Royo Server. Can I get you anything from the bar to begin your meal?
Yes, bring us a bottle of your finest Blue Nun.
I will consult with the wine store.
You do that.
Can I get a Rosemary? It's like a Shirley Temple, but with Campari and vermouth.
And you, sir?
I'll have water.
May I remind the good sir that we are in fact surrounded by water. 300 million cubic miles of water.
Water everywhere.
Yes. Oh, and not a drop to drink. So you want drinking water?
Yes.
I will be right back with your drinks.
Oh, excuse me, waiter. Any specials tonight?
No, but the English Beat is doing a set at the Midnight Buffet.
Ska and four types of potato salad. I'm up for that.
I brought you some drinks. I brought you some drinks from the Captain's Cabin. I hope that's the name of the bar, because it might have been the Captain's Cabin. It said Captain's Cabin. It was awfully small, and there was just a couple bottles of whiskey. But I poured you something, and I brought you a little. I hope the Captain doesn't mind. I know there's another bar called the Mizzen, but I didn't know about that. That's halfway down the ship. It's named after the mizzen mast. You're not drinking your drink. Oh, my friends, I'm so glad that we're together. Let's look over the side of the boat. I looked over it a lot earlier because I wasn't feeling well. And I was, I didn't realize that you could attract so many fish with what I was doing. I was sick. I was sick to my stomach. And I got to admit, why? It was the motion. You say, isn't that motion just like being in utero, in the womb? I felt that absolutely nauseating. I don't know what my mother was doing out there. But it was real. I'd be like, oh, please, could you just sit for a while? All that activity. What are you, playing tennis or something? Blah, 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 blah. It'd be like I'm in a hammock and the trees are marching around like angry ants. I don't want that. I like a bed that's still. I've moved on. People used to have, water beds and everything like that. I'm going to lay on something like that that makes me sick? I don't think so. I need some stillness. That's not a drinking man would never lay on that. Say, look, I'm looking for, as it is, I have to put my foot on the floor with this water bed. Goodness sakes. Oh, my gosh. Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. The boy stood on the burning deck. What the heck do you think of my poem? Has to do with water. I've been fascinated by it and ships for so long. That's why I've invited you on that. Where is everyone? They're here. They'll be here. This seems like an empty ship party. It's not empty. There's people on it. You're scaring me. Oh, no, there's people on it. It's just like the Love Boat, that old TV show. The Love Boat and the Fantasy Island were on at the same time. People were craving something, weren't they? We want to be together. We want our fantasies fulfilled in these special places. We want this sacred space and time, the Fantasy Island, the Axis Mundi, where magic things can happen. It's an island outside of time and space. And it's implied that Mr. O'Rourke is a god or something. I don't know. And French artist Hervé Vilches is also participating. And they're making dreams come true on this island, as well as the boat. That's the way we saw things. Now everything is, grim and everything. No, they'd all get, if they're on the island, they don't know why they're there and they're being killed. But back then it was like, I've always wanted to be, just all I wanted to do is manage a deli. And they say, we can make your dreams come true. And they did. Oh my gosh, that's what I want to do on this ship. It was all about searching your heart, using your imagination, following your dreams. And a lot, and kitsch. I don't know, that was just added. That doesn't have to be in there. You can follow your dreams without the wide tie and wide lapels and wide belt. It's wide. Why didn't they call it the wide era or the wide times or something, the 70s? Everything's wide. Wide or big, everything. Hair, make your hair big. Make your tie big. Lapels, make them big. Collar, big collar. What are we going to do with this belt? Make it big. Make it bigger. What about the anything else? Shoes? I don't know, make them big. Look, big, clunky, big things. That's fun. We're having fun. Oop! Made them too big. How did I know? I don't know. It's a heat paradox. You just reach that point. You don't know where that point's going to be when the tie is now too big. Shrink it back down. Make it a skinny tie. And you can do that
if you're just doing it in your mind. We can have any size cabin we want here. Do you realize that? We have all the ship to ourselves. Who's driving it? I don't know. I thought you were. I might be. I don't know. I feel like a sea captain sometimes. And I don't know whether it's from eating a lot of Captain Crunch or just watching. I've watched a lot of television. There's all sorts of sea captains. I'm more comfortable on something maybe 18th century or so, but I could do anything. The modern ships, there's not a lot of accurate TV shows that have to do with piloting a modern ship. And I don't think the Love Boat filmed a lot in the actual, they didn't show the captain really in the pilot house. Pilot house, is that what it's called? Or is that that might be a gas station. But they didn't show a lot, so I couldn't memorize the controls and everything. Now, the Star Trek, I could drive it. I could fly one of those because they showed the controls so much of the Star Trek ship that a lot of us say, hey, I see what old Scotty wasn't pushing anything. I'm just testing you. What old Sulu is pushing to make it go. I think I could fly this. And I think a lot of us learned how to fly spaceships from Star Trek, learned German from Hogan's Heroes. Not the language, the accent, racist version of the accent. What else did we learn from TV? I'm sure there's a whole book I could write. Has anyone written anything about television, a book about it or about popular culture? That'd be interesting if somebody ever wrote it up. I don't know. I have questions. Some of them I don't want answered. I think people sit around thinking, what questions can I answer that Hardy or other people have? And they think up some great ways to answer them. But it turns out, I don't really want to. I like some mystery. You know? So I don't know. I don't know when I'm asking for your mama's recipe, for like your mac and cheese recipe, if I really want it or I'm just being nice. Well, what are you going to do if I give you the recipe? I may make it, I may not. I'm not going to sell it to Willy Wonka's enemies or something. That's what you think. I'm not going to do that. Where do you want to go on the ship? Should we explore? Hey, you know what? In my language, do not enter, dangerous, employees only means come on in, right? Or somebody say, wear safety equipment if you're coming in here. To me, it says nude. Come in here nude. So I think, let's go down, let's take off all our clothes and go into the engine room, or the electrical, there's some electrical room too. I think it'd be, because nothing can happen to us, it's our ship. Will it sink? So what? The water it is floating in can't harm us. It's time. Time! The ship is sailing on a sea of time. The ship itself is containing what? Water, which is weird. What is that water? They're memories. It's like the sea, but it's traveling with us. If I were to play shuffleboard on the ship, and the ship was moving forward, and I was playing shuffleboard facing forward, and I pushed that shuffleboard thing, what speed is it going? Would you have to add its speed to the speed of the ship? That's physics. And always there's a physicist on board every ship. There has to be. It just doesn't make sense if there isn't. Oh, we are sailing on a ship. They call it sailing even if it's diesel engines, and I think they are diesel engines. How can I tell? Because I think it smells like my uncle's Mercedes, which was diesel. And it smells like that. But also, something fried. There's no fresh food on this ship, by the way. We had to take everything with us. There's no farming on here. This ship is not like, it isn't like Silent Running or something where there's gardens. No, no, no. Because it pulls into ports of call, or ports of calls, or port of calls, to see the attorneys generals in the ports of calls. I don't know, man. I don't know what it does. But it makes occasional stops, and it seems to take on cargo. We don't know what's in any of these crates. Some of them we think maybe are stolen animals. We stop at this one island. It is the island of mysterious animals. And they load a crate on, and I'm convinced it's a talking gorilla. How do I know this? Because it says, right on the side of it, it says, this is a talking gorilla from that Kafka short story that you mentioned when you spoke in New Jersey. I did speak about that. Yes, you did. This is the same gorilla from the Kafka story that you mentioned. No way. And he's wearing a suit and he's drinking liquor. He's going to be fun. Let him out. He's the cruise director. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am a talking ape and I am the cruise director on this ship. What does that mean? It means I'm not the captain. It means that I'm just here to provide a little bit of joy in the otherwise monotonous and tedious excursion that you are on, traveling from one country to another, and you must cross that empty space in between. Time. You must, and pardon the expression, kill time. But we don't want to kill time. We just want to slowly torture it, because if we kill it, we can't enjoy it. Let's look at it and torturing it. Oh, that seems a little, I don't want to be tortured. Do you? No, I like pleasure. Let us give it joy. Let's entertain time for a while between major events. Let us journey together upon a ship and imagine all sorts of things that we're going to a show together. They put on a show at night. It's just like being in a little town. They make it a tiny little town. All ships are little towns. All lives are little ships. All lives are little ships with memories on them. The memories are swimming pools. All towns are ships. All families are ships. So we're going to go to a show. And it's just going to be like one of the top quality entertainment that you would get in Las Vegas or Minneapolis, or I'm trying to think, Bowling Green, or I'm trying to think of other big cities. Columbus, Georgia. Columbia, South Carolina. Fort Walton, Florida. That quality. And so tonight there's an impressionist. He's going to do impressions. Hey, everybody, you remember me from your favorite variety show on the television, and I'm here to do different celebrity impressions. Now, what about your old friend Doug Merchandisons? He was in a movie the other day, and it might sound something like this.
Everyone here is my enemy. I am going to destroy...
I don't know. I'm doing celebrity impressions from other universes, and they don't go over that well if you don't know who the person is. Also, sometimes I'll do old celebrity. I'll do silent celebrities. Say, really? Does that work? I did a Mary. Here's Mary Pickford. She had a real voice, though, and I would do the impression of the real voice, and people go, I don't know who it is. It's like my Joe Penner, one-man Joe Penner show that I worked on for so many years, and you're going like, who's Joe Penner? That's why you got it. The timing is everything. He was huge in the 30s for a while, for a couple years. Huge. And everybody knew who he was. You'd see cartoons, there'd be parodies on him, you know. They want to buy a duck like that. Everybody would be going around, want to buy a duck, want to buy a duck, want to buy a duck. No, I don't want to buy a duck. And George, or Joe Penner. So sick of it.
You nasty man.
He did that. I'm sorry, I get a little unemotional when I talk about it, because I don't care either. But I was denied the opportunity to do that because nobody knew, because we did not share memories. If you don't share memories, if you don't share the memories, it's like you're on a different ship, isn't it? It's different water. I've been in different waters. I have sailed different waters. In the olden days, when you were a sailor on a ship and you had crossed the Battered to Good Horn, they'd give you a piece of jewelry or something. Nowadays, not so much. Or you get a tattoo. You get a tattoo of a certain thing, like an anchor or a ship's wheel or somebody cupping their ear going, what? Who knows? Bless all of you that we're even at sea. Someday the sea will consume us, won't it? Oh, will it? No, I'm going to have the earth consume me. It does it too. Everything eats. The sky, the earth, the sea. It's all hungry. It'll all eat you up. If you throw something dead into it, it'll take care of it. The sky? Oh, even the sky. There are birds in the sky that will swoop down and eat something for you. I guess they'll eat it up theoretically they could. I think they'd prefer to sit and eat, but they come out of the air and do it. What about fire? Does fire eat? Oh, you got to be, that's all it does. It's all it does is eat. Can't exist unless it's eating. It's always consuming, all-consuming fire. If you see it, it's eating something.
If you don't see it, that's when you should worry about it, because it's hungry. It's waiting for you. It needs some food. It needs fuel. Oh, that's what it calls it, too. It doesn't even call it food. Food for fire. Fuel for thought. Oh, I like to bring you drinks from the cap. I almost call it the captain's dressing room. It's not just his dressing room. He doesn't just put on a captain's outfit like it's a costume in a play. He is not performing. Oh, no, no. It is not some sort of dip of fire and pip of only seven for infip. That was that operetta where they talk real fast. It isn't that. Sullivan. Oh, it's not even funny. Gilbert Sullivan. Operetta. Captain. He isn't. He's a real one. And he has to know things. And conceivably, he could dress in jeans and a white shirt and do his job. And sometimes he does if it's casual day on the submarine. But he's still the captain. Or she, preferably. Or they. Whoever. It's not important. The gender doesn't matter to the captain. Does it? I don't know. To this, I don't know whose room I was in. But they do. They are a drinking person. I know that because they did have a little bar. Hey, it could have been a bar. There were stools. And so, I don't know. It just, you don't know. When you go in someone's house, you say, is that their living room bar? Is this a proper bar? It's a little known law. If someone has a bar in their living room, they have to serve you. Technically, they're a public house. Tell your friends that. Say, oh, I've got this tiny little tiki bar I just got. Technically now, anybody can come in your house and you have to serve them. And you can't smoke in here. Can you believe that? It's not true, but nobody, it doesn't matter. It rings true. Oh, I hope I'm ringing true to you. Oh, you're my true friend. I've done a terrible thing. I had glasses on that are missing the nose pinchy thing. And it was just driving an unprotected screw into the bridge of my nose. And for a while, I didn't notice it. And then like subtle torture, and now it hurts like heck. And I have a big indentation there. Was it worth it to see things? It was in a way, because I had to see things to help you. You're not helping me. I'm here, though. That's the whole thing. If I'm sitting in the parking lot in my taxi, waiting, I too also help that also wait and do nothing. Because what if you do need me? If I only came when I was called, that's no good. Oh, no, here I am, my friend, waiting for you if you need something. I have my ship ready, and we can sail whenever you say we are sailing. And we will pull out to sea, and we will spend some time together. And there is a movie cinema. Now, usually it's just for the kids because the adults, well, they like to do other things like sit on deck. But we can go down there and watch cartoons or anything. I think that'd be fun. You come out of it all disoriented and you go, I'm on a ship! Like, it's crazy if you've been sitting in a movie. If you've ever seen a full-length movie on a passenger ship, coming out of that movie is really an interesting experience. You go, oh my gosh, I was at sea the whole time. I was moving. I wasn't sitting in. The planet's moving too. And everything else is because we are on the toenail of a giant who's walking and dancing and marching and stomping his feet because he's angry. What's he angry at? He's frustrated. He's not getting what he wants. He's getting what he needs, but not what he wants. There's another giant who's not even getting what he needs, and you don't see him stomping his feet. And he doesn't even have a planet on his toe. Funny. The giants that deserve to have a whole universe on their toenail don't. And are you asleep? Are you asleep? You fell asleep by the pool. We're by the pool. I don't hear anything. We're by the pool, trust me. But you fell asleep. You are imagining now that I'm speaking to you on the radio, which is weird. You must be, you're working our conversation into, it's not much of a conversation because I'm just speaking and you're not, but you're working it into your dream poolside. That's funny. You're laying in a chaise lounge, a deck chair, next to a pool on a cruise ship with your
talkative friend, a guy who won't shut up, and you've drifted off. You've drifted off to a wonderful place, and now all you're hearing is his voice, and you're imagining that you're in a place that you're more comfortable with, maybe listening to it on the radio. And you don't know you're on a cruise ship at all. Oh, I don't like those movies where you go, am I dreaming or am I awake? Am I dreaming within a dream within a dream? Oh, that's too much for me. I don't know. First of all, I assume I am dreaming. And that's but that it matters very much because it does when I am dreaming. And I try to control things as much as I can, and I realize, hey, the rest is just my crazy brain, my crazy fickle brain, doing the thing that it does. And I'm along for the ride, certainly. Am I driving? You tell me I'm the driver, but I look up and there's somebody in the driver's seat. You say that's me, that's you, but you're just in another place. That's weird. And you're responsible for whatever happens to this buggy, this horse and buggy. Am I? Mm-hmm, because you're driving. But again, I'm sitting back here in the back. Yes, but that is you in the front. Therefore, you're responsible for it. I feel semi-responsible for this ship. I feel semi-responsible for this horse and buggy. Oh, my friends, I reach out to you and I say, there's lots of things to do on this ship so you can do. You don't have to sit here with me by the pool. I know if you want to go down there and check out the casino. You want to go down there, check out the shops. You want to go down there and check out there's a natural history museum. There's a glass bottom to this boat. You could go check out the ocean floor, see what we're going over. There are shipwrecks. There are bodies of various creatures. There are lost cities. There are lost cities beneath the waves. No, they're not. I don't know. There could be. No, they're not. I don't know. Well, It is exciting, though. I realize that there's probably objective reality. But I'm also excited with the fact that my ignorance provides me with such a beautiful, wonderful universe of possibilities. And because they're probably impossibilities, but I just don't know any better and never will about a lot of things. And so I love the fact that I can just be so wrongheaded. It's wonderful. Well, what if that wrongheadedness leads to someone else's suffering? I better know a little bit about objective reality so I don't hurt others. Yes, so I can't lose myself completely in this wonderful fantasy. No, live in both worlds. Can I? Yes, I think I can be on the cruise ship, but I can also be in the prison cell. Oh, that could be.
Are we sitting in a prison cell?
I think we are.
I don't hear any ocean sounds.
I don't either. It's just silence.
If we were in a prison cell, though, there'd be some kind of echo off the stone walls.
There'd be some kind of scratching of other prisoners keeping time.
No, I don't know. We could try to leave.
If we can't leave, then it's some sort of pretentious mid-century play.
I agree with Butch.
Well, how do we know, then, if we're in a prison cell?
I personally usually go by sound effects.
And Foley. I don't hear anything, though.
Could be one of those psychological prison cells where we've created the walls with our imagination.
Oh, I have a terrible imagination. It's going to be really easy to get out of here. It's going to be like breaking out of Alcatraz after it had turned to sugar.
Alcatraz turned to sugar?
Well, the masonry started to break down, and so they could chip away at it with spoons and things.
Ah.
Yep. Everything's turned to sugar. I mean, if I've imagined it.
Oh, all right. Well, what if we are in a prison then? Then what?
Maybe it's a good kind that has a swimming pool and a casino.
What kind of prison has a swimming pool and a casino?
I don't know, those upscale ones for CEOs.
I heard that's true. They have weight rooms and gyms and a sauna, and a steam room.
They are completely different things.
Well, I don't know if we're in a prison or not. But if we are, then I'm going to let myself be compassionate. I'm going to try to help those others. I'm going to realize that there are those that are very low, that are suffering, whose
circumstances are dismal. Oh, my siblings, I don't want to forget them. I'm here, I offer my hand, and I'm one hand down there. On the other hand, I'm so fragile that I gotta imagine myself in a cruise ship over here so I can just go on, so I have some joy, something to link me to life, to keep me buoyed. I need a buoy. Buoy, there used to be a soap, not only called Lava, you learned that last week. Now did you know there was one called Buoy, Life Buoy? Did it float? I don't know. If there was a soap called Life Buoy and it didn't float, I would be very disappointed. But we all need to be buoyed. We all need to have a life preserver around us. Oh, this life preserver doesn't give us a reason to exist. This life preserver doesn't give us some sort of philosophical religious pathway. It doesn't give us a creed. It doesn't give us any instructions of how to assemble things. It just preserves so that we can get to that next stage, so we can live through this drifting in the ocean. That's all it is, a life preserver. Now, sometimes they call them May West, because it and why is that? Because the ones that go around your neck, people say it makes you look buxom. Buxom. I'm not going to go into it. It's weird, right? Yeah, I know. I don't call them that. And people have forgotten that. I call them Joe Penners. Why?
No reason.
No reason at all. I say, I don't have that. That's part of my philosophy. No reason. It does not. I use reason. I just, not everything I do, I think, has an obvious cause. Some of it I just let happen. Because I know my brain is probably behind it regardless. There's a lot of things that I just refuse to take credit for. Like everything I've done in my life. I really don't. I mean, to be very, very honest with you, I don't remember doing anything. I don't remember making any real decisions. I feel like, and if I did, I don't think it coincides with any predictions. I think I just, you know, sometimes the decisions I made coincided with things that I wanted to happen. I know that sounds awful. That's just me, though. Other people. But me, I feel like I'm just drifting along. The waves are just carrying me. I feel like a driven leaf. But not in the gutter. In water. On the water. I can't even tell I'm moving. There's so much water, I can't tell I'm moving. If I was in the Gulf Stream, just floating, if it was possible to just float on my back in the Gulf Stream, or on a raft. Okay, on a raft. I couldn't tell if I was moving or not. I have a friend that did that. My friend actually did that. Got on a raft on the Gulf Stream. My friend Bucky. Bucky McMahon. Look him up. Oh, he's an insane person. He did that. He got on from Tallahassee. And he got on a raft in the Gulf Stream and rode it like that by himself. And I think he went insane after a few days is what I remember, because it's just what... Can't gauge your progress. You're cruising along. But if you're just cruising along, you have nothing to judge it by. Nobody with you. It's just you and time. And in the moments, yes, there is eternity. But eternity can go both ways, heaven or hell. Hell forever or heaven forever. And what else is in between those little cracks in time?
People. Hello, friends. It's us. Always my friends. My friends have come to meet me. They've all congregated on this ship. I hope it can hold us all. I know it can, because it is charmed. It is a blessed ship, and we're going to get on and sail these seas. Am I your captain? No, I'll be Captain Hard just for fun, because I got the costume, and it is a costume. I'm going to dress up like a sea captain. I'm going to say to you, oh, avast means no. Avast means avast. All right? All pirates know that. Avast means avast. Stop it. Now, vast means big. Avast, you'd think maybe not big. And I do have a friend named Avast, and that's what his name means. But avast means stop, because you got to say it quickly. It's got to be something like that. Because the sailors have to be scared into stopping what they're doing. So that's what's taking his knife and he's cutting through one of the ropes on the sails.
You know, we're going to say, stop, stop. By that time, is it
vast, vast.
Say it's faster. And he'll stop it in time. These are all nautical advice that have been passed down to me through the ages and also on the menus at seafood restaurants. I've learned signal flags and knots. And really, it's old time seafood restaurant information, placement information. You know, if you do want a career as an imaginary cruise director, I'm going to give you a little advice. I rarely give advice. I don't ever give advice, and I'm not going to give it now. And that's my, I can't even say that it's advice to you. It isn't. Do what you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do and not to do. Oh, my friend, I'm just going to be here to support you when you succeed. That's all. And when you fail, I want to support you a little less so that you don't get conditioned to fail. Why would I do that? So if you're going to support me if I fail or succeed, okay, well, let me just do one more little than another. So I'll just gently push you towards something, towards success. What does success mean? Oh, it means different things for different executives. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think about those things. I truly don't. I truly don't. I think about what can I learn about a ship to share with friends. So you don't even know what the parts of a ship are called. That's not the way I think of ships. I say, what is a ship? A ship is something that I'm going to take out to float on the surface of a thing to get across it, because otherwise I'd be eaten up by it. It's something that I use to skim the top of a dangerous thing, of an abyss. It's how I transverse the abyss. It's a ship. There's places where I can't exist, but I need to get on the other side of them. What's on the other side of them? Europe, Africa. And to get there, I got to cross a lot of sea. And the same is true for other journeys. There's places I got to go that are empty and frightening, and I can't gauge my progress just by looking over the side because there's nothing to gauge it by. There are no mile markers at sea. And in your life, there are no signposts that say, congratulations, you've made it thus far. You just look out and you go, I've been sailing for days and I don't think I'm any closer to land. Oh, you probably are. There's just nothing to gauge it by. What you have to do is just understand that right now you're on a ship. And there's things to do on the ship. And there's friends that are going to help you. So if you do get to the other side, you now have people that you can hit up for free rooms or connections for jobs or something like that. They're your network and you met them on the ship. Oh, you're on a ship with me. You want to come to my cabin? No. All right. There's nothing there. I just want to show you how I arrange everything. Because I don't give you much room, right? So I just stacked up my clothes all on the ledge of the porthole and everything. It's really neat what I did. And I personalized it. I put up a lot of posters of K-pop bands and stuff like that. I didn't want it to look like my room because I didn't want to get too comfortable there. But I wanted it to look like somebody's room or a dorm room or something. It's neat. We'll go down there later. You'll want to see it. It's not creepy or anything. I think it's fun. It's fun. But right now, would you like to hit golf balls off the side of the ship? No, that sounds like a terrible idea. What can we do? Shoot skeet off the side of the ship? No. There was something I wanted to do. There's a bowling alley. You want to go bowling? We could go bowling and talk about physics. It's a very small Nixonian bowling alley. Like two lanes. Nixon, President Nixon in the bowels of the White House had a bowling alley, bowling lane. And he would go down there, and he would bowl, take out his frustrations down there. And he'd go like, ugh! Be like, I am a crook. I just can't say it. I just can't tell anybody. I'm not comfortable saying that. So I'm just going to keep denying it. Oh, I wish I could be myself. I wish I could be my true self and just say, I'm a crook.
I'm a crook, and I'm hateful. I'm a hateful bigot. Now, I'm being Nixon. I'm not me. Oh, my word, I hope I'm not. I live like if I were, and I don't want to be. Though, that's how I live my life. I say, I don't want to be a hateful bigot, and I am. That's how I just go through life. I go, what can I do to prevent that, get over it, stop it? I'm not content with things that I don't want to be. Why would you just give up? And people do that. Say, oh, I don't care. I'm just self-destructive, hateful, harmful person. That's just who I am. No, that's not what I want to be. I don't want to be that. If I am doomed to be that, well, there you go. But I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight against it. I'm going to cry about it. I'm going to cry against it. And I'm going to get on ships with whomever, like you. Thanks. No, I don't mean that. I just mean, I don't know, mister. I don't mean that. That's not what I mean. I just mean that you don't pick your shipmates, do you? You're just thrown together. They used to Shanghai people. Back in the day, the pirates or whatever, people would say, they'd go into a bar, they'd get somebody really drunk. That person would pass out, and they would wake up on the ship, and there was nothing they could do about it. Already at sea. I've got you. You are locked into this life now. You are locked into this cabin. This is what you're going to do. The time of making decisions is over. The decision should have been, do I want to get so drunk that I'm going to lose my ability to fight back if I'm kidnapped and taken aboard this ship? And now the consequences are going to play out. You can't jump overboard. Time is sweeping you along. Consequences are sweeping you along. You understand? So here we go. I guess I'm working on this ship. Next time I won't get so blind drunk that they can kidnap me, that they can Shanghai me. Hi, I'm Hardy White. And if I were going to sell anything, I think it would be time. What would it be? I almost said timeshares. No, that's the last thing. Bread? Depends what kind it is. I don't know. I'm not against selling things. I've had to sell things before. The most difficult for me is art, because then I feel that is a little bit of a lie, because I know how much things are worth that I've made. And I demand much more for them than that. I don't know why that is. Like, I wouldn't overcharge somebody for a couch. And even if I made the couch. But there's something about the art that makes you insane. You say, oh, I don't know. And I think that's because you put something in. There's something in you, in it, of you. And you put it in there. And even if the art is horrible, you've somehow infused it with a tiny little you, like a picked out a little of your soul. And so there's a tiny homunculus in there. And that's you. It's your clone. And it lives in there. And you sense that. Even so, you're like, why has nobody given me $1,000 for my art? It might be horrible. But I know where you're coming from, because it actually has a little bit of human soul in it. And so that does make it worth a lot. It's just we can't all see it. You can see it because you're the one who ripped it from yourself and put it in there, and you're like a flatworm, and so another flatworm was formed in your art. That's what artists do. They rip a part of themselves out, and they stick it in there, and it forms a new them. Is that true? If that weren't true, why do they call the painting a Picasso? Think about it. Say, oh, that's a Picasso. Right? Does that not prove my point? I think so. That's an Alice Neal. Is it? Yes, it is. So, and we know this. What's my next letter? Dear Hardy, do objects have souls? Oh, do objects have souls? Some do.
They're called shoes. Next question.
I don't know much. Don't ask me questions. I'm not mad. And you can ask me all the questions you want, to be honest. Don't ask me questions if you're really sincerely looking for an answer. Or an answer is necessary, like, you know, where's the bathroom? I don't know. But I don't want to be rude. I'm going to say, don't ask me, which is factually correct, but it sounds so harsh.
So I try to answer your question, which is dumb, because if you really need a bathroom for medical reasons and everything, and I'm like over here vamping, you know, okay, well, the bathroom, right? Bathroom. I've seen bathrooms. So you want to go to one. You need one. And there's one around here. It is, you don't need that. You don't need that religiously. You don't need that philosophically. You don't need somebody making it up on the go. If you have a sincere question, it requires an insincere and accurate and timely answer. And I'm telling you, disclaimer, disclaimer, I have none of those. Disclaimer, disclaimer. I am a fake credit card. I am funny money from a game. I'm not the real thing. I'm an obvious fraud. Look at me, look at me. You say, are you a real friend? I am a real friend, but don't use me for a flotation device. I'm a fake flotation device. You see what I'm saying? For entertainment purposes only. I am only to float your heart. I can't float the real thing. You're going to need real people for that. You're going to need real things. Tangible things, proven over time, tested. All I can give you is a little pretend. I have my little, here's what they've done. So I'm on this cruise all the time. So they say, Hardy, we're going to let you, you can't be the cruise director. All right, I understand that. And you can't be in the variety show. All right. But we will give you a small little room for an hour a day. And people can sign up to come to your, and then you can call it whatever you want. Class, macrame class, decoupage class. Petty point, needle point, class, anything you want to do. All right. And I mean, no one may sign up. I understand that, but I like the opportunity. All right. And what you also need to do is you have to have the class regardless whether someone's there or not. Because what if somebody comes late? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. So if you say, I'm going to do the class from, what's a reasonable time? 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.? Ooh, oh, okay. So, you know, what if they come, they don't come till 5 minutes to six? You need to be there. I'll be there. Oh, I'll be there, my friend. I'll be there for you. That's why I took my other friends on this boat, and they appreciate it. Butchie likes to, he doesn't really like to gamble. He likes to win money. And Lou likes to spend money. So what they do sometimes is they'll just go into the casino, do nothing, and then Lou will just hand his money to Butchie. And that way everybody gets what they want. They get the sights and sounds of the casino. Butchie gets richer. Lou gets to say, oh, what are you going to do? I guess I'll deal with it. He loves to deal with things. And he has more of an income. He has a better, steadier income. So that's why we're on this boat together today, friends. How long you been sailing with me? Have you been sailing with me long? Oh, you know, I think we've been going on cruises now together for quite a long time.
Hey, Butchie. Hello.
Hello.
Which one, Mr. Jackpots?
Mr. Jackpots.
Excuse me, gentlemen. We have a strict no-quoting Twin Peaks policy.
What is this, kindergarten?
So we kindly ask you to comply, or we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Can we get a cup of coffee and some cherry pie, though?
I'll see what I can do. Is there anything else you need?
We don't need anything. We want.
Oh, you are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City, New York, and Rockland County, New York, and online worldwide at WFMU.org. You are listening to that. That is what you are listening. You have joined me today on a cruise, and I am so glad you did. I do love you, my friends. I'm going to give out as much love as in my heart. I know what it's like to be a human being. And so please give me your patience if I've said anything today that is stupid. I want your patience and forgiveness for my stupidity. I'm only trying to witness to the human condition
and to offer myself up as a friend to all my human and non-human siblings. See you again next week.